Siman Shinayin Aleph, Seif Dalad. We continue discussing halachas. If somebody from the Chatzar was meis b'Shabbos, if they were nifter, they passed away on Shabbos. Previously, we had a case when there's Echab and Ashuk, someone from the street who had a bias in the Chatzar, and he was meis on Shabbos. Now we're discussing someone who actually was dar in the Chatzar, he personally lived in the Chatzar, he was meis on Shabbos. And the question is, how does this affect everyone else in the Chatzar in terms of their ability to carry the bias in the Chatzar, the Chatzar, the bias, etc.? So the Mechaber differentiates as follows, that if the person who was Nifter, if he had participated in the Erev, so then even if the Yerush, who Yash them now, is someone from Bnei Ashok, someone who's not from the Chatzar, who did not participate in the Erev, still he doesn't Aser. And the reason is because since the beginning of Shabbos, this person was still alive, he participated in the Erev, so therefore he doesn't Aser. And Mishnah Berurah says that even if the one who died was someone Echab and Ashok, and for some reason he participated in the Erev, and then he died on Shabbos, he was meis on Shabbos. Still, it does not aser now, the Yerush does not aser because the owner of the house, the original Bailam, was participating in the Erev, he was part of the Erev Chatzeris, and Shabbos, Kimmich Hutra Hutra, had to apply to the rest of Shabbos. The Machaber picks in the case of someone from the Chatzar who was meis b'Shabbos for this, because typically someone who's not from the Chatzar, Echam HaShuk, is not going to participate in the Erev. Now, let's say the person that we're discussing over here who passed away on Shabbos, the owner of this bias, he was not Ma'arev, he was Echam HaShuk, and he was not Ma'arev. So now, it's going to depend as follows. If the Yerush is Echab and Ashok, somebody from the street, someone not from the Chatzar, and that person does not come on Shabbos to come live in the Bayis in the Chatzar, so the Mechaber says he does not Aser. Even though in the beginning of Shabbos, this house was Asering on everyone else, that's because there was a Bailam who was not participating in the Erev. But now it's a dear below Bailam entirely. There's no Bailam. So male were better off now, and now it becomes Mutter. Now this is a Chiddush, because the beginning of Shabbos was Aser. We don't say that Kim is a Nesra. Nesra, this is a Chiddush. Indeed, the Bir Halacha brings that this is a Shita of Taisa and the Rosh, the Machaber goes with the other Rishayim, the Rashba, and others, are Machmer on this, and the Bir Agra is Noita Lachomer on this, and therefore the Maisa at Sarach Ian, the Bir Halacha says, once we semach on this Machaber. And the Machaber continues this case. If let's say the Yerush comes on Shabbos now to live in the house, so now he asks, because now it's a deer with the Bailam that does not have an Erev, did not participate in the Erev. The only solution, Mr. Burr says, if you do Bitter Roshus, but something that will get on to later on the Deem of Erev Chatzeris, is a way to, if you ask her on something again of Shabbos, a way to get out of it by Mvatu Roshus to everyone else, to the others in the Chatzar. Now, let's say the Yerush is someone for the Bnei Chatzar. So if the Yerush was really living in the same house as the Meirish, and he was Ma'arev, so that Erev works for this house for the whole Shabbos. Mr. Burr says, always the Bnei Bayis, the family members of a person of a Baal Bayis, could be Ma'arev Shlebedai, to they give the Erev without him knowing on his behalf. And even if the Meirish, the Mace, not participate in the Erev, someone from his family who is now the Yerush participate, and that's good enough. Let's say the Yerush was not living in the same house as the Meirish, rather he was living in a different house than the Chatzar. So now he asks, and even if he made an Erev for his own house, that he was living in this Chatzar, but no Erev was made for the house of the Meirish, of the Mace. Now let's say the Mace passed away, the person who was Nifter, Taka Nifter, was Nifter before Shabbos. He's Nifter on Friday, and someone from the Shuk Yashin him. If that person moves into the house, whether before Shabbos or on Shabbos, he did not participate in the Erev, now he asked us, because now it's a deer with the Bailam, and there was no Erev, no participation in the Erev, therefore, this person, the Yerush, now asks us. So if he discussed a regular Yid and a Ger, they both had Batim and the Chatzar, and they made their Chatzar together, Mishnah Berurah explains, and that's why beginning of Shabbos, everything was good, and the Ger dies. So here there's a differentiation, when the Ger dies. The Ger died on Shabbos, so Shabbos, Kim Shutra, Hutra, it doesn't make a difference what happens afterwards. The Ger died before Shabbos, it's very nice, he had the Erev Chatzeris the previous weeks, but if somebody else, a different year, is Machzik, there's a Chazalka, the Nichse Ager, in the house of the Ger, before Shabbos, or even if someone comes and is Machzik on the house of the Ger on Shabbos, still, he asks us now to deal with the Bailam, and the new owner is not a participant in the Erev, and the only solution is from do Bitter Roshus, just like any other Yerush, the only solution is Bitter Roshus, and otherwise, he's going to ask her on the Yid or the other Yidin who have Batim in this Chatzar.